Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Good morning, 97.1.
That's a hell of a way to start your day right there. Love it.
Thunder NBA champs. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park with the day off. Gov and Greg behind the glass. Jeremy Otto on the updates. All right, so we're going to do a lot of NBA today. Plenty on the Tigers from over the weekend. And yes, we're aware it was hot over the weekend. Going to be hot later today. Heat index over 100. John, good morning.
Good morning. I did melt yesterday. I've since rehydrated, at least mostly. But yes, it was smoking hot.
So it's cold in the studio right now, but I'm just not going to touch a thermostat because I think that's for the best. Let's keep it cool in here as long as we can.
I think we should wait and see what Karsh does right before... Yeah, crosstalk, because he always comes in and cracks it up. I'm just curious as today if he's going to crank it up, because it is going to, by that time, going to be smoking hot outside.
10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Gator. Can we all just, poor Gator.
Uh-huh.
Doing 4 hours in this studio. It's going to be, we say a sauna, it's a sauna everywhere. We'll get to that later in the show. John, the NBA champs are the Oklahoma City Thunder, a largely homegrown roster. They were the best team in the regular season. They finished the year as the NBA champs.
And I think they had the third most wins in a season in NBA history. Golden State, it was the Bulls, and then Oklahoma City Thunder. Unbelievable what they've been able to do all season long and be able to finish it off as well. And it was, I mean, it took all seven games.
It did. I think the stat I saw was teams with 84 or more wins plus a championship. MJ Bulls, SGA Thunder.
Right.
That's the list. Because the Warriors did not win that title when they won 73 games. They're in rarefied air. SGA is going to get all kinds of accolades. Finals MVP. He joins a list of four guys who won a scoring title, MVP, and the NBA Finals. Kareem, Jordan, Shaq, and SGA. You start stacking up your legacy when you finish this thing out. The obvious thing, though, that we have to address is what could have been.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, you texted us immediately going, that's not good.
No, that's, I mean, you could see, especially when they slow-mo'd it, you could see his calf, you could see his everything pop. And yeah, he was done, and he knew it to begin with. I don't think when I did mine, it wasn't that painful. And I don't know that it was actually pain, physical pain. Achilles. I don't necessarily know that it was the physical pain that why he looked so upset, but he knew it. Athletes know it when it happens because you got enough teammates, you got enough guys that you know that have done it. And for it to happen so early in the game, and for it to happen in game seven, he knew his chance at being a part of that game and winning a championship was done. Now, that didn't mean that Indiana couldn't. It made it a lot harder. But he also knew next year. And it's just everything in that moment, you could tell it hit him all at once. And I feel so bad for him and the Pacers. Not that they would have won.
I don't know. They might have.
They might have.
I mean, the idea that they were even in that game seven felt miraculous. And we know what Halliburton can do late in a close game.
Right. And that's, you just feel for them and their fan base, and obviously for Halliburton himself, because they were right there. They were on the precipice. They were on the cliff, ready to take a jump, and it was going to go one of two ways, and that didn't do him any favors.
He definitely should have been playing. I've seen this narrative bubble up now, like, well, with that calf strain, we saw it with KD a few years ago, and this is going to throw him out a whole year of his career. It's game seven of the NBA Finals. If you can walk, you're going to play. I was not at all shocked that he went out there and gave it a real good effort.
Yeah, I was finishing up my prep. I put that in there just as a little. I knew it would be a conversation for some people. Why was he playing? He was playing because it was a championship game. There was no more, like, there was no waking up today and thinking, well, we've got one more. No, that was it. That was their shot. And it might be, who knows what happens in the future. That's the problem, is it might be their only shot. It might be his only shot at winning an NBA championship. It's so hard to get there. It's so hard to get back. You got to take every bite at the apple. And I would have done the same thing as a player. Almost, I don't know of any of my teammates who I've ever played with, even the ones that I can't stand, that if you were in a Super Bowl, if you were in a game seven to win a championship, that they wouldn't have been out there.
You might only get one of those in your entire career. A chance to win an NBA championship that night when you put your shoes on, when you get your sneakers on, you lace them up and you go out there. You have to play. You have to. He had not yet torn his Achilles. Now, I get it. It's an injury that, especially for a basketball player, that suddenness, that explosiveness, it's a bitch to rehab. And you might never be the same again. But this was a chance to win an NBA championship. And we saw without Tyrese Halliburton how it went.
Yeah.
They fought like hell until halftime. And then in the second half, that third quarter, it was clear they weren't going to be able to pull this off. OKC locked in. They got their stops. They got their game on their floor.
They went from one down to 12 up in a matter of, what, 2.5 minutes?
Yeah. And it's going to be one of those what ifs. I know if we say asterisk, it gets like a different connotation. So you just say what if. It's one of the great sports what ifs.
Yeah.
It is. Because we'll end up remembering Oklahoma City as the champion and a team that was the one seed and won the home game. Yeah, did what they're supposed to do. But at the same time, the story of this playoffs as a whole in the NBA was, what the hell is going on with Halliburton? Mm-hmm. Right? What is going on with these Indiana Pacers? How do they keep pulling this off? And he had so many great moments and great shots. And it's unfortunate that in the biggest moment, the final game, he doesn't get that shot because he's writhing in pain. And John, I think you're right. I think a lot of that is not just what's going on physically, but the mental anguish of, I can't be out there for my guys, and kind of having a feeling of how that's going to go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is, it's just such a miserable feeling because he knows the long path ahead. You're faced with that reality. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it's game seven and you can't be out there knowing what he meant to this team throughout the entire length of the playoffs. And it's, you know, whether it's foot on the line and you're hitting a shot to go to overtime to ultimately win it in overtime, he had been so important for this team. And earlier in this series, when he didn't play well, like they were saying, like, that's the reason that Oklahoma City was able to win that game. Not because Oklahoma City was great, which they are.
Well, talk about it. Game five, he was talking about, he's hurt.
Yeah.
And then game six, suddenly he's playing like he's healthy again, and they win game six. So he had to give it a shot, and it sucks. It sucks for everybody watching. It sucks for the Pacers and Halliburton. It might not suck for the Pistons. Look around the Eastern Conference now. Tatum's going to miss next season. Halliburton's going to miss next season. We're going to have that conversation today. 248-539-9797. I saw when the Thunder won last night. Did you see any of the celebration videos in the locker room?
Oh, sure. You see the goggles, and to me, I'm like, why are you wearing goggles? Like, it's... I don't think the champagne, the beer is going to affect your vision. Just enjoy the moment. Like, do it however you want.
They would say part of the reason to wear those goggles is you want to avoid someone shooting a cork in your face. But it sounds like that those guys couldn't figure out how to pop champagne anyway. Yeah. So this was this is Hartenstein after the game. He was talking about this.
Can you imagine celebrating with tequila? I mean, like, you would be hammered
quick.
quickly.
Just hard tequila.
Yeah.
No mixer.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's when you do wear the goggles, because that's going to burn a little bit more. But yeah, it's...
What do you mean they couldn't open a champagne
it's
bottle?
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Like two steps. You remove the little wrap and then pop.
Yeah. Shake.
Well, yeah,
if you
need to. Sometimes it's just ready to go.
Yeah. Shake, pop, and
celebrate.
Spray.
Yeah. What do you mean they didn't know how to pop champagne? They're a young team. I get it. But like at no New Year's Eve party in their life, had they ever popped champagne?
Well, and here's the thing is okay, they're young, but the average age is 25 years, 25 and a half.
Yeah.
So they've had the opportunity at some point to pop a top.
So Alex Caruso is AC, who they kept referring to. He won a title with the Lakers in the bubble. He's 31. He's a seasoned vet. He knew how to pop champagne. So he's...
Here, boys.
Could you imagine his reaction going, wait, these guys don't know what they're doing. What's going on?
More for me.
All right.
Yes.
248-539-9797. We'll get into the Pistons and how they fit into this NBA picture. You saw that Kevin Durant was traded yesterday as well. If you wanted to make that move, we can address that as well. It's 97.1.
Hey, basketball is over. We got a lot of great baseball coming up. The Midsummer Classic. Got the, looking ahead to the postseason. But football is on the horizon. America's favorite place to watch all your best sporting events is Stadium Swim. Make your plans now. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino. You can catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen. Located at Circa Resort and Casino. It's in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hell of a grab, hell of a weekend for Riley Green. Tigers only take one against the Tampa Bay Rays. Yesterday's game. 97-1. We mentioned NBA Finals last night. Story is the Thunder win, but the story is also Tyrese Halliburton and what could have been. Doesn't make it to halftime. Was a huge catalyst for why they were in that spot and why they won game six. John, he was making some big time threes before he got hurt. So people don't like when you say asterisk. We'll just call it a what if. One of the sports what ifs. If he finishes that game, are we talking about a different champion? And now the ramifications for the NBA's Eastern Conference. He's out next season, torn Achilles. And Jason Tatum out next season, torn Achilles. So I know there's a Pistons conversation we're going to get into here. 248-539-9797. Some ticket text from the start of the show here. That's one of the most gut-wrenching injuries I've ever seen. Hallie was in a tremendous amount of pain, but he was devastated. He couldn't play anymore. I was heartbroken for him, Alex and Fenton. And someone compared this to an injury in a title game, Colt McCoy with Texas back in the day against Bama.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Garrett Gilbert had to come in and do whatever he could. And poor guy. Oop. Exactly. Well, he was a big-time recruit, but you don't want to get, hey, congrats, kid. Here's the gig. It's the national title, and it's a Nick Saban Alabama defense. Yeah, that's a pretty good comp for it. Ticket Texter says, if a Pistons player had a calf strain, I would be upset if they played. That injury connects to the Achilles, and I'm not losing a star for a year and a half, Josh and Warren.
Okay, here's the flip side, and let's just play this out. If Tyrese Halliburton doesn't play in that game, and they say it's a calf strain, they lose. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me Indiana Pacer fans, they may turn on him, even though he's had some great moments. You mean to say that we're in the seventh game of the NBA Finals?
You just played game six.
You can't go and we lose? They'll turn on him in a heartbeat. He may not be able to play in Indianapolis anymore after that because the fan base would 100% say, you're just not that tough. You didn't sell out for us. We buy tickets. We have supported you all every step of the way, yet you're not there when we needed you most.
As hard as the fans would have been on him, he would have been harder on himself. Imagine sitting all summer not knowing if you could have played and what if you would have played. He now has the definitive answer, as devastating as it is, that his Achilles was not going to survive playing high-level NBA basketball and a guy to have a Game 7. But you're lying to yourself. If the Pistons find themselves in Game 7 next year with a chance to win the NBA Finals and Cade Cunningham has a calf strain, I want him out there. It's a chance to win the title. You absolutely want your guy out there. He just played in Game 6 and won.
Yeah.
What justification would there be in saying he was good enough to play in Game 6 and win, but now not good enough to play in Game 7 when we have to win or the season ends?
Or let's put it even more. I mean, okay, say basketball in Indiana is
a religion.
That's king.
Yeah.
And so if it was one of the Detroit Lions in the Super Bowl and Jahmyr Gibbs has got a calf strain, decides not to play, and the Lions lose in the Super Bowl.
John, we wanted Aiden out there in a wheelchair if it came to it. Like, of course we want him out there.
Yeah.
Part of me with this injury, though, like, this is a year and a half
injury. It lingers, I know.
And I do think there's a lesson to be learned from Kevin Durant against the Raptors. They were holding him out, and then he went when it was an elimination game.
Yeah.
And it was eerily similar. Like, people were just like, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It will happen. We just don't know when. And so Halliburton played with fire, got through game six, and then this happened. And I do look at it a little differently than Isaiah back when he played through in 88 in the finals. He had the classic third quarter with the ankle.
Different injury.
An ankle swells up, though, after the game, and he really couldn't do much in game seven. He just wasn't functional. But there's really not a risk of something like an Achilles, which is such a traumatic injury, especially for basketball players.
Yes.
I hear you guys. I think he's got to go because all the reasons you said. But, man, that was tough to watch. Like, you knew instantly. We all texted. It was like immediately.
It was a total bummer if you were gearing up to watch a Game 7 because it took the air out of the room.
It did. But then it was kind of one of those where you thought, I mean, just imagine the story of the Pacers team if they're able to hold on.
And they did for the half.
Right.
And then I think reality sets in. You adrenaline wears off. It's not just, you're looking around, the guy next to you, oh, Halliburton's not here. And they know it too. And once they calmed down in Oklahoma and they came out and threw haymakers,
especially against a great defensive team.
Well, yeah.
It was just about a time before they were almost going to be strangled to death.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
And that may have happened with Halliburton on the floor.
Right.
It very well could have.
Sure. I mean, look, Oklahoma City was the best team all season long. They had won most of the games at home in the series. They had it on their home floor in a game seven with the MVP of the league. Yeah, they probably should have won, but I doubted the Pacers every step of the way, and there they were, shot for shot, game seven on the road, Halliburton making those shots,
yeah,
and then he gets injured. Hey, you brought up Kevin Durant. We wanted to get his news out here, too.
Oh, yeah.
He was traded before game seven.
Mm-hmm. We knew it was coming at some point this offseason.
Yeah, and we had even discussed, like, do you want him here in Detroit? And you had said no.
No.
And I had said no. And I think that was the general consensus. There's some pushback because Durant's a big name.
Well, he's a big name. He's still a good player, but I'll kind of re-echo what I had said at the time. His timeline, where he is in his career, doesn't match up with where the Pistons are and where they should be. Not just this year, but 2, 3, 4 years down the road.
So the question is, seeing what he was dealt for, seeing that price, are you cool with not landing him? Kevin Durant was traded to Houston for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 overall pick, and 5 second rounders. So the Pistons equivalent would be, first of all, you don't have a pick 10th overall.
Right.
But I'm saying what? You got to trade Ivy is Green. Tobias is Brooks in terms of expensive vets. At least a first. It may have to be 2 because you're not giving him a top 10, and then 5 seconds. Would you have done that for Kevin Durant?
No. No, because, and I don't care about the seconds. I don't really care about the draft picks. It's, would you sit there and say, well, it would be better to have Kevin Durant for 1 year or 2 years versus Jaden Ivey? Maybe. But I also think, if you're going to make a move, a trade, there's better value in using Jaden Ivey if you're going to send him somewhere to get somebody else versus Kevin Durant.
You add Durant. He's got 1 year left on his deal.
And he may just simply retire in a year. You have no idea.
37 years old. But let's say you extend him. It's going to be on a max salary into his late 30s, early 40s. The guy's had multiple, you know, lower body injuries. The explosiveness as he gets older is a testament to him that it hasn't been more dramatic, but that's what you want to pay for? Diminishing returns? Look, you'd be in a great position for next season if Kevin Durant was in the front court, right? It'd be last year's team in the playoffs with Durant swap for Tobias. Sure, you make some noise in the East. It's your only chance to win a title. 1 year. Not great. Oklahoma City's geared up and loaded up to make a few runs at this. You got to be smart about how the Pistons approach this summer. There's real temptation. There's a wide open East. It's fun for us to talk about names, and I think you should be in those conversations, but you do not have to force it. I thought Durant would be forcing it for this team.
Yeah, forcing it, and again, the timeline just doesn't match up. He's only got 1 year left on his deal, and then at some point, you're going to have to pay him exorbitant amount of money to keep him for another 2 years, and he's still not the player that he was 5 years ago, a decade ago. And he may be one of those guys that just says, you know what? I'm done. I mean, he's had a first ballot Hall of Fame career.
Yes.
There's no question about it. And he may get to the point where I'm done.
Tick a text on, did you want Durant? You saw what he went for. Ben in Lake Orion says, I didn't want him at all. He hasn't worked out on any team except for the Warriors, who are what was 73 win team when he showed up. Hard pass, did not want him. Dexter says, with Halliburton out and Tatum out, the Pistons can make a move in the East next year and need to take advantage. Josh in Warren. And Dexter says, OKC wins the title with homegrown talent. Meanwhile, Houston is trading Jalen Green for KD, who hasn't been the same player since he left Golden State. I'm sure that'll work out. Dave in Detroit.
Right. And in regards to, the East is open. It is even more open now, but this trade was consummated before Halliburton was out.
Yeah. Well, look, it's going to get us into the conversation for Pistons fans today. You have path number one, the Oklahoma City path. You have path number two, a much bolder, aggressive, seize the day kind of offseason. Which do you prefer for the Pistons? Soft season's here. It's 97-1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and even stronger relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. And this is where I talk about how important those relationships are. They're going to build that relationship by taking the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me and my family over the years, so that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One member of the show had his confidence shaken over the weekend. Not me. We'll get to it. 6:50, end of the hour. Right now, talking Pistons, because the offseason's here. NBA season's over. Offseason has arrived, and the Pistons have decisions to make. Do you stay the course a la Oklahoma City Thunder? Or do you look at the landscape of the NBA Eastern Conference specifically, Tatum and Halliburton, Achilles injuries, not going to play next season, and think, we got to do something big, bold, and aggressive to seize the moment? Which camp are you in today? And I think you can make a case for both. I really do think this is one of those. If you feel strongly about it, let us know. 248-539-9797.
Do you want to rely on the Detroit Weaver built team? Is that what you're saying?
That's so bad and so rude of you to say it that way. But there is, John, think about this. SGA, when he was Cade's age, had never made an all-star game and had never been an all-NBA player. And he just led the league in scoring and was named finals MVP last night as the straw that stirs the drink. I make the case that we have our SGA. We have our number one guy to win a championship with in Cade Cunningham.
That's the path he's following. That's the trajectory that he's on. Now it's up to him to become that.
Well, and it's on the team to outfit him accordingly because Oklahoma City plays elite defense, something we saw glimmers and flashes of the Pistons last season. See, I actually think whether it's intentional or not, they were building a similar team than what the Thunder have right now, where they've got a couple defensive wings. We don't have a Jalen Williams, but Asar Thompson is not yet in his third season yet, right? Jaden Ivey did not get to finish his third season. As a former top five pick, could he have a Chet Holmgren-like impact? Different type of player, but could he be a number three, Jaden Ivey? We don't have a Jalen Williams. Am I confident it's Asar Thompson? I am not. Do I see similarities on the defensive end? Yes. We are not yet Oklahoma City, but Oklahoma City wasn't Oklahoma City even two years ago.
Right.
2 years ago, guess how many playoff games they played in? Zero. The Pistons were in the NBA playoffs last season and have a big offseason ahead of them. John, I think it's fun to throw out names. I really do. Like it's fun to think about Jaren Jackson Jr., 25 years old, defensive piece, a Robin for Cade. I'd absolutely want Jaren Jackson Jr. What I think is the correct path is probably to keep this thing together for next season and get a full, healthy Jaden Ivey, Asar Thompson, Jalen Duren around Cade Cunningham with the emphasis on, yeah, Malik, we still need you. Yes, we still need shooting.
Is that just to see what it looks like or because you think it can actually win or get to, let's just say, Eastern Conference Finals?
Let me ask you this question. If they faced the Knicks last year with Jaden Ivey and Isaiah Stewart healthy, you watch that series. Am I a homer if I say the Pistons win if healthy?
I mean, yes.
I am a homer to say that.
I think so because it was the inability, the inexperience to be able to finish games when they had big leads. And I don't know if Jaden Ivey is enough or if he's younger than Cade. Cade couldn't finish it off. And I know he didn't have Ivey, so it's kind of, you know, the chicken or the egg, but I don't know that they beat that team even with a healthy Isaiah Stewart and Jaden Ivey.
I will be guilty as a homer for that opinion, but I'm of the belief that if Ivey plays, he is an upgrade over Tim Hardaway Jr. at this point in his career. And I think Isaiah Stewart makes up a lot of the little possessions where you need somebody to make a... not a wow play, but the little plays that win you games.
Yeah, but let's go back to even before. Like we were arguing whether he was even going to be in games. Was he going to be kicked out of games? Was he going to start fights? Would he even have been there if he was healthy?
But those are two different storylines of is he good enough to play versus...
Well, that's part of him playing.
Yes, fine. But it's not a question of if he can play in the playoffs from a skill set standpoint. John, if they run back next year's team, having experienced this... do you think they can beat the Knicks in a 7-game series? Because who else in the East now is scaring you? The Cavaliers are having some crazy conversations right now because they keep falling short.
If
the door is open even with the current group.
It is possible because they have the experience now of what it takes to win a series.
All right, so everything changed last night with the Halliburton injury. You have Halliburton and Tatum. With Halliburton, we're guessing. They still hasn't been named official yet. Is this a...
well, his dad came out and said it was Achilles. But
they're, Halliburton's not playing next year, and Tatum's not playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to go. That was a game changer last night. Like, to me, this opened the door for... You really need to push the envelope on Giannis. That's the guy. Booker's probably not getting dealt, right?
I wouldn't think so.
The Suns are, I mean, you look at trade lists, he's really not available. The Suns look like they're going to try to retool around him and win. That's what that move told me. He's 28. It may not be next year, but that's kind of what their plan is.
But you do got to be careful. Like, you didn't want Durant, right?
No. Yeah, but it's apples and oranges to me.
No, I'm just saying, like, there has to be some level of, it's not just do something to do something, because, you know, with Durant, well, that would have been the perfect 1 year capitalize on the East trade, right? You want to capitalize. Halliburton will be back in 2 years. Tatum will be back in 2 years. Well, Durant would have let you capitalize this season, but you got to be careful. There's a reason why you don't want Kevin Durant. Look what happened when the Nets added him. Look what happened when the Suns had played for an NBA championship, added him, never got close again.
Was it like 3 years ago, though, now, wasn't it?
No, my point, though, like, and yeah, exactly. He's not even that player anymore.
Right.
So there's...
He's been the same since he was with the Warriors, in my mind.
You got to be selective.
So that's why there's a two-player list in my mind. I want to see what you guys think about that. Giannis and Jaylen Brown. And that's it.
So
if you're not going to push the envelope...
We go back to what the exercise that we went through last week, and I said Jaylen Brown was my number one. And I whatever it takes, get it done. I think as long as it's Cade is still here, you're not going to give up Cade for him and bring him here. But yeah, if you could put Cade and Jaylen Brown on the same team and then fill in all the gaps, and I think as we saw Trajan Langdon do this year, he did the best he could to fill in gaps this year. And it was literally trying to fill in gaps so that you had something to sell at the trade deadline. And then all of a sudden, they start winning. They make the postseason. So, yeah, I have faith that he can fill in gaps with role players.
Yes.
But if you're able to put Jaylen Brown with Cade Cunningham, I'm all for it.
So, are you more seize the moment, or are you more Oklahoma City Thunder do it that way? Even if it's a 51%, I'll let you do the Doug and Gator.
Okay, you plant your flag. Where's your 51?
Well, there's this kind of a cop-out. 51% gives you a chance to kind of scoot
right,
back over. Just today as you wake up. I won't hold you to it. It's so hard.
It's much more fun to go out there, and it creates more excitement, more buzz to get a Jaylen Brown or to get a Giannis. All of a sudden, you're like, hey, we're going to the finals. I don't know that actually gets you to the finals. It makes your odds better, sure. But what is it? Or are you building for, hey, Tatum will be back in 2 years. But what does Boston look like in 2 years? Especially if Jaylen Brown isn't there.
Well, they could look very
different. Because they could deal him to somewhere else.
Yeah, they could look very different. Q in Detroit, what about you? What are you thinking? You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good.
So, look, I'm with you, gentlemen. I think Jared Jackson is the perfect piece for the Pistons. He fit our timeline. He spread the floor. He played defense. I would give up Jalen Duren for him. Jalen Duren, a couple first-round picks. And I'll throw Jalen Ivey in that pick. I ain't going to lie to you guys. I think he's the perfect fit for our team. He's young. He spread the floor. And like I said, he played great defense. He fit our team perfectly.
Yeah,
I agree with you, Jim.
25 Defensive Player of the Year.
The question is, so he says Duren, Ivy, and some picks.
Yeah, that's what I said last week, I think, after the Bane trade.
You think that gets it done?
Maybe it doesn't. I mean, they claim they don't want to trade him. Now, I think Memphis is heading for a rebuild, whether they know it or not. But if I can't get Jaren Jackson Jr., I'm willing to pay through the nose to get him. If I can't get him, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying Ivy, Duren, Asar, Holland. Can one of those guys turn into a number two? I have next year to figure it out while I still will be very much a threat in the East with them.
Right.
And then I can flip them if necessary.
So, you're not forced. It's funny. You're of the mindset of let it play out. I think I've affected you.
I wouldn't compliment yourself too much. But yeah, this is the one team in Detroit I don't feel a level of gotta do it with. Like with the Tigers, you know who I'm going to bring up and we have a drop on the board for it. You know the pass rushers we've brought up for the Lions. And you know I want Steve Yzerman to get off his ass and do something in the next two weeks here. With the Pistons, I trust what Trajan has. I think there's a lot of pieces with upside. And I just watched it work with Oklahoma City. No, I don't feel a gotta do it. But maybe to Gov's point, the Halliburton injury is going to push people a little more into the camp of seize the day, go and do something.
But it's seize the day in the Eastern Conference. What does that mean? If you win the Eastern Conference, who are you playing in the finals? Now, I know, okay, we're sitting here splitting hairs about, well, can you actually win it? Indiana showed that if you get there,
you can.
You got yourself a chance.
Exactly. A 50-win team nearly won the NBA championship last night. And they almost did it against, really, what you guys said, third highest win total ever, the Thunder. 68.
To win a title, yeah.
And third most ever when you combine the wins in the playoffs and the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
So you get in, you got a chance. You gotta push this thing right now.
If you want to push, we want to hear from you. If you've got a name, even better. If you want to stay the course, there's nothing wrong with selling us the Thunder blueprint. It's 97.1.
If you were up all night last night because it just wouldn't cool off in your house, don't wait. Whatever you need, call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical, and I'm going to highlight cooling because that's what's top of mind right now. They take care of my house. They'll take care of yours. Upgrade your system now, and you can save up to $1,000. Call for details and schedule a free in-home estimate. If you call before noon today, they're going to be busy, but if you call before noon, they are going to offer same-day service. You can find more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Little separation, then they'd add even more in a rainy ninth inning. Tigers take the game yesterday. It's their only win over the weekend against the Rays. Remember, the show's confidence is shaken. We'll get to that. Wrap up some ticket techs on the Pistons. How does the offseason shape out now? Halliburton's hurt. Achilles, not going to play next year. Tatum, you already know, not going to play next year. Is there a temptation to seize the moment, make a big, bold move? Or do you look at who won the NBA title and say, well, hold on, the Thunder did this, drafting and leaning on a young nucleus that came up together. They weren't in the playoffs 2 years ago. SGA was not Cade Cunningham at 24 or 23 years old. Ticket texters on this offseason. The time is now. Throw in Lillard being hurt as well. Maybe Giannis leaves the East. Yes. Trade Ivy, Holland, Stu, four firsts. Go get Jaren Jackson Jr. The Durant move to Houston as a win now is kind of ironic since he was traded to Phoenix as a win now move. And while that did not work out, Ishbia a little humbled after joining the NBA scene when he was with when he bought the Suns, Bryan and Farmington Hills. Texas says, I don't want KD at all. He hasn't worked out on anybody but the Warriors who were ready built. Hard pass. Those are the ticket texts. All right, John, I want to clear out isolation for you here. You've got the ball top of the key. You have some feelings about the Tigers right now.
Yeah, and okay, I know you've sold this as I have doubts. I'll preface it as I have doubts as the team is constructed right now. I have doubts that, do I have a doubt that they're going to win their division? Not at all. Do I think they'll win a playoff series? I have no doubt of that. Can they win a World Series? Can they get to a World Series? And the doubts that I have, and I know that the numbers to this point, or at least up until a couple of weeks ago, for the bullpen, for starting pitching, for everything, said, yes, they have that ability. But I think things change. Injuries happen. And guys just don't simply pitch or hit or do the things that they've done to get you to this point. And I have doubts that this group of relievers, that this bullpen can be a bullpen that wins you a World Series. And I look at the Yankees lineup and I say, can they get through the Yankees lineup? Or if they're going to be in the World Series, can they get through the Dodgers lineup when needed? And I don't think they can in a 7-game series. So I have doubts that they can ultimately win a World Series as the team is constructed right now. Thank goodness, though, we have a trade deadline. We have momentum, and Scott Harris told us that they're planning on adding to this team. I think they have to go and get a couple of relievers. There's other things that they can add, but I think the biggest need for this team, and I have said it for the past month, is in the bullpen. Will Jack Flaherty be good enough? I do believe that the starting pitchers are good enough. Can they add to the starting pitchers? I'm not going to say no. Yeah, I would love for them to add another high-powered arm. Get this four-person rotation. By the time you get to the postseason, rock solid. But I think the starting pitchers aren't my big concern. The big concern is in the bullpen, and especially if AJ is going to continue. And I don't have an issue with bullpen days or with, you know, an opener. But the openers haven't been as successful as they have been previously. They haven't been able to get to from the sixth inning or seventh inning when Scooble gets out or when Flaherty gets out to either Canely or to Vest. They need a high leverage arm. They need to be able to add to this bullpen so that they can get through some of these more damaging lineups and not just, hey, we're going to throw in there somebody to get through 7, 8, 9, because when you get to the Dodgers, 7, 8, 9 could still do a lot of damage.
John's World Series confidence has been shaken. There's still time to address it. Mm-hmm. Would you guys say you have the same feelings that John does? You mentioned the struggles with the opener strategy this year. There's some numbers, and this is courtesy of the Free Press. Last year, openers had a 2.05 ERA, and bulk relievers, basically the guy that would come in the second inning on, those guys had a 3.65 ERA in over 100 innings. It was a great strategy. It was pitching chaos. We talked about the unpredictability. The opener strategy was critical for the Tigers last season. This year, the numbers. Openers have a 4.5 ERA, and bulk relievers a 4.89 ERA coming in theory, in a better position, yet not delivering. So the logic behind the openers are, well, I'm going to take a really good reliever and get the top of the order out of the way so then my bulk guy can come in and have an easier time settling in and going 5 or 6 innings. Well, here's the problem. Tyler Holton was that guy a year ago. He is not good. He's got an ERA over 7 in the month of June. This has not been his season. Nowhere near the guy he was a year ago. Well, if my opener can't get the first 3 or 4 guys out effectively, the whole strategy's kaputs. And then if the bulk guy comes in and he's no good, we're really playing with fire. We don't even get to the 7th or 8th or 9th inning. John, I think you're right on this point. Last year, it felt like they couldn't do anything wrong. There were 7 or 8 guys, and it was always the right answer. And this year, they've got 2 that you really like, and everybody else is, well, I hope the matchup works out.
Mm-hmm.
That's noticeable. 248-539-9797. And I know AJ's going to say, if it works, you love it, and if it doesn't work, then you hate it, but it's the right decision. It's the right decision if you have the right guys. If you don't have the right guys, the strategy doesn't work.
I don't have a problem with anything AJ has done. Because while we're looking at this, and I'll preface this also by the Tigers have not, other than that opening series against the Dodgers, have not been swept in a series the entire season. And being able to get that win against the Rays yesterday obviously solidified the fact that they did not get swept down in Tampa Bay. They get a chance to come home. They got a day off. And I know that that trip down there was tough, especially after the rain delays and everything that they had here against Pittsburgh. And we have talked about AJ being a wizard, having that magic wand, and just being able to put the right guy in the right position at the right time to make things happen. And for the most part, that's been true. But I'm not talking about winning the division. I think that's still, I'm 100% confident that's still going to happen. Still confident that they could be a good, that they can get to the World Series. But if you're looking at facing some of these better lineups in the National League, you're going to have to address the bullpen.
Okay, this is going to sound weird, but there's a case that this is a good thing.
Right, because it highlights a need.
Because then Scott Harris can't play pretend that they don't have needs, and I don't think he will. I mean, when we asked him about needs, he said, well, you know, I got to see who's healthy. But John, I think you could argue they need a bat. They need a starter. They need a reliever. The idea that we're seeing all of this now while maintaining the best record in baseball is a good thing, assuming Scott Harris acts on it. If he doesn't, then I'm with you. I think there's some things that could hurt this team come postseason.
And I don't think they go out there and add 6 players.
No.
But you're going to have to add, I mean, can they add 4? Can they add 2 relievers, a starter, and a bat? I don't even know if that's possible. Well, so it,
the answer
for me,
is they can. They have the best farm system in baseball. They can do all this. Will they? No. I think they're going to be more selective than that. But this is a period of time where they can evaluate just where their biggest needs are.
And that's why I think arms in the bullpen, it's going to come cheapest.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have to give up as much in terms of prospects. You're not going to have to give up as much. Bullpen relievers are the ones that move around the most at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
And it's what you have to give up the least for. So you could still do that. You could add a couple of arms in the bullpen and still add a bat. That's why I think the starting pitching, is it ideal? No. But who has an ideal rotation right now?
Certainly not the Dodgers. Look, you can make a case a bullpen arm makes a big difference because it unlocks the opener strategy again. It gives them the ability, because no one's running their starter out 7-plus innings in deep postseason games, right? You have a school bull, but most teams aren't throwing 3 or 4 school bulls. Most teams are going heavy bullpen come postseason time anyway. 248-539-9797. Your confidence shaken at all. Not to win the division, to John's point, but to win it all. It's 97-1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.